Welcome back. Top of the third hour is Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, August 1st, 2019. Speaking of words, prolixity is one word which one listener reminds me, and it's a good reminder. And, you know, I can't help think of the article that I saw yesterday in Psychology Today titled Two Predictors of Psychotic Illness Based on Speech. And the predictor is based on meaning density, so to speak, and word choice are apparently reliable predictors of psychotic illness. And so if you don't have good meaning density, apparently that's a predictor of psychotic illness. In other words, if you use many words but you don't say much with them, apparently that's a predictor of psychotic illness. Whereas if you are efficient with your words, apparently that's, and you convey a lot of meaning with little words, apparently that's an indicator of a healthy mind. So hopefully we're doing more of the latter and less of the former here. And I would just say, in conclusion to what I was saying at the end of the last hour, those who would believe there's another book they should be reading prior to being intimately familiar and well-versed with the book, probably would believe that, for instance, the Second Amendment doesn't mean what it says and say what it means. And there is something superior to the Constitution of the United States and those kinds of things. All of that is to say that I'm basically echoing and getting back to what you were saying, Fred, about the dialectical conflict model, basically, the dialectic, and using shades of gray to manipulate people, essentially.
Well, you bring up so many valid points, Chris. My God, I know that, I assume or know that you are understanding or comprehending where I'm coming from or where I'm trying to come from. In the end times, there's two systems.
Do we still have Fred? In the end times, there are two systems. I'm not hearing Fred. I don't know what happened. We had Fred. In the end times, there are two systems. Very strange. Well, hopefully we get Fred back because, you know, now I'm on the edge of my seat. In the end times, there are two systems. Just making a mental note so we can come back to that if possible. So, there is much ground to cover. You know, basically, I don't know. It's all kind of the same discussion, but I haven't even talked about yesterday's announcement. You know, I saw somewhere, you know, some Fox News article or something. Suddenly, Fox News wants to tell me that Jerome Powell is speaking. Oh my goodness, let me drop everything. He's gonna, there's talk of lowering interest rates. We got to get ready. Everybody needs to gather around and we need to hear, you know, the Fed's lowering interest rates for the first time since 2008, which just means, I mean, that to me signals that it's time for another fleecing, basically. And that will be accompanied invariably by looser regs, so that we can accommodate the proliferation of liquidity, the renewed proliferation of liquidity, so that, you know, we can fleece people, because we don't teach people how money works or what money is, for that matter. Instead, we have this specious paper currency and digital. And, you know, so this is the next round. And so as one friend and listener put it, you know, there's the article, the young lady who was, you know, the survivors of the Route 91 Harvest Festival nonsense, are they end up at the Garlic Festival stuff. And so as one person puts it, as the you know, fool me once, shame on you, and you've been a victim of violence and haven't learned your lesson, the natural selection should step in. And you know, it's interesting, you don't want to get into the social Darwinism discussion and those kinds of things, and the Darwin Awards and, you know, things like that. But man, you know, again, speaking of Adam Weishaupt, he is the guy who allegedly said, "Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe?" And we just want to just have this propensity to want to be lazy, quite frankly, and indolent and apathetic, because it's, you know, it's easier. It's fun sometimes, but it's easier. Instead of thinking for ourselves, being independent, being able to stand apart when and where we deem it appropriate. Again, Romans 14, let each man be fully convinced in his own mind. Freedom is great as long as I'm not trying on someone else. Anyway, we have Fred back. So, Fred, you were saying that in the end times there are two systems.
Okay, I'm acutely aware that I am talking about a very, very controversial subject. But I feel and believe with some strong conviction that I have to say this. And I know that it's so controversial that it's going to offend quite a few people. And even people that, and do, hate my guts. But what I should and try to keep in mind is to give the message that I strongly believe in with love. Let me give you just an example here, that the people that might be easy to dislike or hate, say Hitler, or I can use Pol Pot or whatever, and all these people that's, you know, been responsible for millions of lives. I mean, what most people would think of as really evil, really, really evil. Remember this. Christ died, gave his life for them also. Christ gave his life, his blood, to atone for the sin of man, for all man, all people, all women. But there is an if in that. To follow his law, his character. And it is is love. Now, to get back to the two factions that are operating on this earth right now, the prince of this world, which controls this world, and when you ask multitudes of Christians, Catholics, and all the denominations, well, God is in control. Yes, God is most certainly in control. But he has to allow Satan, the devil, some latitude to show the universe, which is watching this little globe, the terrible, terrible thing that sin does. And people wonder quite often, I mean, people that, whether they're Catholic or Protestant or Buddha or Hindu or whatever, that they're living up to the light that they have. And when hard times comes to people and they can't lose their faith, they're wondering why this terrible thing is happening to me. Well, for the most part, or the one thing is Christ and God is trying to give us a lesson, to learn something. That's why, and it's hard to do, when the hardest times hit your life, and just everything is terrible and bad, that's the time to thank God and Christ the most, because they care for you so much that they're helping you. And I know that I'm rambling on here, and I know for a long time I've been a very controversial caller, but let me reiterate, Christ died, gave his blood, and only blood can cover sin, death, and his resurrection for all men. And I could go on here, and that's why I've said to you, Chris, before, it would take me days and time to explain things. And I don't like to be wordy, and I don't like to take up a lot of time, but I used to be so short on what I said, you know. It takes time to try to get the meaning of things out. And so I'll close for now. And because you've given me one heck of a lot of time, and when I say something like this, it applies to a lot of other people on that call in, and especially your show. I love you, and I love John, because that's John of Tennessee, and among quite a few others. And I want people to know that. Okay, Chris, I'm going. I've ate up enough time, actually too much. And bye and thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate it, as always. Much appreciated. And I'm going to jump back in. Before I do, the one thing that I will say is, you know, I said those who would believe there's another book they should be reading prior to being intimately familiar and well acquainted with the book. And same thing that Fred's saying, that's not to, you know, call anyone out in particular. It's just to, I don't know, draw attention to the hypocrisy that maybe we should all reflect on, be introspective about. And I mentioned the catechism and, you know, things that Joseph Smith wrote. That's not to, you know, again, as Fred pointed out, you know, Christ died for everyone. As Paul put it in Romans, echoing the Old Testament, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none good, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So there's none of us that are excluded there. And it's not just the catechism or, you know, something that Smith wrote. There's all kinds of stuff floating around these days. I mean, people call themselves Christians, think that they need to be reading The Secret, for example, and things like that. Aaron and Melissa Dykes just tweeted about the, what is it, the transhumanist conference or something like that, where, you know, there's this debate, would you get an implant? And somebody commented to that tweet that those people who would do that are not Christians. So I'm just saying, these are things that hopefully are intended to raise awareness and help us all be introspective when and where it is applicable. Because, you know, the deception of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is something we should all be on the lookout for, I guess. And, you know, especially when Jesus says it in Matthew 24, see to it that no one misleads you. I think we could all agree in America, regardless of your religious or political leaning, so to speak, there is a tremendous amount of deception at work on the American landscape today. I would even say more than generations past, and layers of deception. And, you know, we've talked about some of that on this broadcast. The, you know, I mean, we talked about it today. Bernays is all about deception. And there's an article that I read, you know, oh gosh, now I can't remember. What was the title of that? I think I saw that yesterday about, you know, is this person Machiavellian or narcissistic? And that's, you know, and then there are the articles, this person is both, basically. So let me see if I can find that real quick. So many crazy articles. The Daily Beast reporting, sort of paraphrasing the San Jose Mercury News article. Daily Beast, body armor, tactical gear found at Gilroy Garlic Festival. Gunmen's, of course. San Jose Mercury News was authorities. Gilroy gunman likely acted alone, of course. Body armor found at Nevada home. Yeah, sure. See if I can find. You know, here's one of those suggestibilist headlines. Can robots find a home in the classroom? Those kinds of questions are what I think of when I think of the suggestibilists. Anyway, I'll see if we can vertical. And we'll continue. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back.
Please remember, I still want you.
So the article in Psychology Today, Narcissist versus the Machiavellian. That was the article. And interesting. Just kind of how we're being... You know, we marinate in this kind of stuff, which gets back to what I was talking about earlier. You know, how do you if you want to essentially, you know, the way I put it, you want to conscript someone to evil. Well, first they have to understand, they have to know something evil, right? They have to learn about it. If they have no knowledge of it whatsoever. I mean, there are the latent tendencies that we have, which gets back, I think, to the conversation that Fred and I had, certainly, if not John in Tennessee and John in Louisiana. But, you know, an organized and concerted effort is something of a different nature. And, you know, that's, I guess, I would qualify that and say, you know, spiritual forces notwithstanding. But, you know, people have to know about it. And so there's a lot of this, you know, nefarious and pervasive influence, teaching people, you know, the sociopath, the psychopath, those kinds of things, as I've talked about, the, you know, people. I remember 2 years, 3 years ago, I think, you know, I had a conversation. I said something Machiavellian, and somebody said, "What the heck did you just say?" It was just a casual conversation among friends. Who? What? What is Machiavellian? What is that? You know, Niccolo Machiavelli, the prince in particular, the bad guy, you know, the statecraft handbook, you know, Machiavelli is to statecraft what Sun Tzu is to war, kind of thing. You know, at least Sun Tzu was honest. Talk about the art of war. Machiavelli's talking about statecraft, what the CIA calls statecraft these days. Some people say that a wise prince ought with craft to foment his own enemy, his own opposition. So this article in Psychology Today, The Narcissist versus the Machiavellian, which is, you know, shall we say, this is sort of the epicenter of today's broadcast. It was this, you know, it deals with or is akin to the subject matter I began today's broadcast on. And it gets back to what Fred in Iowa was saying about the dialectical nonsense, you know, the Hegelian dialectic and the dialectical conflict model colliding shades together. And so when you have an article talking about the narcissist versus the Machiavellian, it's Coke and Pepsi. We don't. We drink soft drinks. It's just a matter of which one. So, you know, everyone in Western civilization is going to be either a narcissist or Machiavellian. Maybe both. It's that kind of thing. Anyway, we'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned right after this break to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back. About the third hour, this Thursday, August 1st, 2019. That's a good tune, too. But, you know, as I've said before, I'm not what's his name? Man, what is going on? I'm thinking Tony Danza, Tony Curtis, Tony Bennett. Good grief. Anyway, a few headlines, and I want to get back to the Gilroy thing and the Frankfurt, Tavistock's, you know, those connections. So, the narcissist versus the Machiavellian. Interesting article, I think. You know, the topic of narcissism has been widely popular in social media, journalism, and political debate lately, although less widely known, and... Well, I'll just continue. Although less widely known. And we're breeding narcissists. We have to understand that. You know, Sebastian Maniscalco does that bit about the selfie. He says, I call it a lonely. I can't even say the word without sweating. People call it taking a selfie. I call it taking a lonely. Do you know how alone you have to be if you... can't find anybody to take a photo. You got to take a photo of yourself. And like he says, you know, you got 837 photos of yourself in a bathroom. Who takes pictures of themselves in a bathroom? So we're breeding narcissists. We're breeding sociopaths. We're breeding, we're allowing the social engineering we are culpable in the social engineering of narcissists, sociopaths, mentally ill and defective people in America, which is precisely what Theodore Adorno said was the way to liberate people. And that gets back to, again, Adam Weishaupt and the perfectibilists. You know, Terry Melanson wrote the book, The Perfectibilists, the 18th century Bavarian order of the Illuminati. You know, John Robison wrote the book on it, Proofs of a Conspiracy. The conspiracy, you know. So anyway, And for that matter, psychology gets back to that. I've talked about that before, you know, because Freud is instrumental, and basically he was a defective, mentally disturbed, mentally ill person who we've adopted a bunch of. I mean, read what he wrote, that you would want that person holding your grandchild or your child on their lap and reading them a story. I sure wouldn't. And so forgive me if I'm not anxious to run to somebody with some piece of paper on their wall whom I've never met prior to seeing their piece of paper on their wall who has been indoctrinated, inculcated into this, what I would call mental sickness, and, you know, rushing to them to unpack my, you know, deepest, darkest secrets and latent desires, Freudian stuff, you know. No, thank you. I digress. So, the topic of narcissism has been widely popular in social media, journalism, and political debate lately. Although less widely known, there's been a parallel rise in interest in the Machiavellians. And again, you know, Kevin Dutton's book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, is, to me, a watershed book. You know, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, what saints, spies, and serial killers can teach us about success. The publishing of Kevin Dutton's book was a watershed moment, there was an immediate rise in discussion of sociopaths and psychopaths too, and that has been there has been a progression in that. First, it was the question. I've talked about that before. I won't get into that. And then suddenly, they're corporate darlings. The same folks we used to lock up because, you know, well, I don't know. He's a serial killer, but you know what? Maybe we can learn something from him. And he really rises up ranks really well. So maybe we can learn something from him. Again, I digress. So from 2016 through 2018, there was a discussion between Michael Wolff, Washington Post journalist, and Italian-American professor Stefano Albertini, writing for La Voce di New York, a.k.a. VNY, about whether President Donald Trump was best described as a narcissist or a Machiavellian. It is not my intention to suggest any diagnosis here, but simply to provide an example of a public figure who brings to mind both sets of character traits. And let me step back for a second. I was going to say this earlier. Speaking of these kinds of things, an organization basically it emulates its leadership, reflects the traits of its leadership. And so how does that bode for America these days? Continuing. You know, and you start to think about the not just political leadership, but the influencers. Again, barometer artists like Miley Cyrus, as the Vigilant Citizen article puts it. How does that bode for America? Continuing, it is not my intention to suggest any diagnosis here, but to simply provide an example of a public figure who brings to mind both sets of traits. Also, it, you know, deranged and disturbed are two words that have been used on this broadcast as well. A disturbed mind, deranged, and in the orthodox sense. It should be added that Machiavellianism does not exist as a diagnosis or a personality type. I would say not yet, but this is what happens. You educate people on it, and pretty soon they start doing it. You know, that's how these things are happening. It's a component, which again is why I don't necessarily even want to talk about it. So Machiavellianism does not exist as a diagnosis or a personality type. Do you, I mean, I'll just say this. I've mentioned recently how in the 60s, for example, homosexuality was listed in the DSM as a mental disorder. And then that went away. So we learn about it. We learn it's a bad thing. The next generation, well, you know what? Maybe we're a little hasty there. Maybe it's not such a bad thing. Then all of a sudden, it's generally sort of, we're led to believe it's generally acceptable, blah, 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 blah. And so that is exactly one of the stereotypical examples of what Fred and I was just talking about with regard to the dialectical model. And I've talked about this in the past. Now, if you want to get someone from A to Z, you can't rush things. You know, bad guys all agree. You can't rush things. You have to adopt the Fabian mindset. You know, used to be the wolf in sheep's clothing was their mascot. Now it's the turtle. Slow and steady wins the race, boys. So if you want to get from A to Z, you don't rush things, because then you create mutiny, dissension amongst the ranks. You go from A to B, B to et cetera, but first you have to get people away from didactic thinking. First you have to get people away from the concept of right and wrong, good and evil, and you start, you know, you vilify that concept. You start saying, well, you know, what might be right for you is not necessarily right for me, and vice versa. What's true for you might not necessarily be true for me. And as I've said before, a provocative observation years ago was that it seems people say the same thing about truth that they do about Jesus Christ. Anyway, who said I am the way, the truth, and the life? But, you know, you get people away from didactic thinking, you start pushing this dialectical conflict model where you collide things together. You get people talking about them. Like this article, The Narcissist versus the Machiavellian, ready, fight. And then suddenly people are shades of both. Do you drink Coke or do you drink Pepsi? Ready, fight. You know, tastes great, less filling. Ready, fight. And you collide these things together, and pretty soon people have some of that tar baby on them. You can't get the tar off of you. Playing with this tar baby, and you're covered in tar eventually. And one of the examples I used a while ago was salt and pepper. You collide, you know, you're talking about seasoning food, salt and pepper. Do you use salt or pepper? Salt or pepper? Well, eventually it's a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. And then you just, if you want to poison someone, you want to get to rat poison, you start introducing things. Do you use dirt? Ah, that's ridiculous. Who would do that? That's maybe C. And so on and so on and so on. And pretty soon, you know, you get to artificial sweeteners, you get to GMO, you get to glyphosate. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe Bayer is, you know, Bayer CEO says maybe a settlement would be a good thing. Hey, to the world, no settlement. Don't do that. I understand the war of attrition. You know, I mentioned that the other day. But still, don't compromise. Don't compromise your integrity in the orthodox sense. So this is how these things work. And here's the article that says Machiavellianism currently does not exist as a diagnosis of personality type, but narcissism is and does. And again, the concept of narcissism dates to antiquity. Narcissus loved himself. These are not new concepts. But are we learning? Or are we always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? Machiavellianism does not exist as a gnosis or a personality type, I would say. Yet, just wait. Give it a generation, it will. Give it one more generation after that, and it'll be, you know, in social Darwinist fashion. The narcissists and the Machiavellians, they should run the world because, you know, they have the confidence and the hubris of George Bernard Shaw's unreasonable man. Therefore, the future belongs to them. Even though God said the meek shall inherit the earth. Again, I digress. So, Machiavellianism does not exist as a personality type. It is instead a cluster of behaviors and attitudes. Whether it is better or worse than, quote-unquote, narcissism, is a subjective question the author will leave to the judgment of the reader. What does Machiavellian mean? To be brief, Niccolo Machiavelli was an Italian historian, philosopher, writer, whose works included The Prince, published in 1532. The book basically encouraged dishonesty and all sorts of immoral behavior as normal and effective ways for princes, quote-unquote, to maintain power, or to acquire, I would add. To greatly oversimplify the impact of this work, one consequence has been to use the term Machiavellian to describe anyone whose behavior is deceitful, calculating, and exploitative. Professor Albertini concluded that Trump's behavior does not fit the standards of Machiavellianism. For comparison, he did characterize former President Nixon in that way. And that's sort of interesting when you realize that Nixon was essentially played by the skull and bones contingent among his cabinet. Continuing, the label Machiavellian has popular in business circles due to the apparent success, quote-unquote, of individuals whose behavior is self-serving, lacking in empathy, and exclusively profit-motivated. Well, gosh, that's just good business, right? In a recent episode of Last Week Tonight, John Oliver featured the horrific working conditions of today's many warehouse employees. Individuals are working long hours doing physical labor, frequently not allowed enough time to get to a restroom without letting their productivity drop and thereby possibly losing their job as a consequence. It seems that only Machiavellian executives could require that kind of working conditions. See, it's all part of that dialectical process that Fred was talking about. Technocrats don't want people working anyway. And, you know, H.G. Wells, Chapter 5, Unsated Youth of the New World Order, which is listed as nonfiction, where he says machines toil better and more effectively and cheaper than people anyway, so we shouldn't have people. In other words, we should get rid of the useless masses, is what he was saying. Very disdainful, looking down his nose on his fellow man. So, you know, the warehouse conditions at Amazon, for example, are part of that dialectical continuum. People will say, well, we shouldn't do that. So the technocrats say, well, we should not do that because, you know, it's, you know, robots can do that better anyway. People shouldn't be subjected to those conditions. So we'll just have robots do it. Anyway, continuing. How do Machiavellians differ from narcissists? Both narcissists and Machiavellians are manipulative, deceitful, and lacking in empathy, though not as lacking as psychopaths. See what I'm saying? See how we're marinating in this stew all of a sudden, this cauldron? The key differences are in capacity for long-term strategizing, attitudes about human nature and morality, and the type of deception each uses. See what I'm saying? Do you see how we shouldn't even be having this conversation, but this is becoming the sort of predominant, what I would call mental illness, that categorizes it. The Machiavellian is more strategic in long-term planning in order to meet his or her self-serving goals. Consistent with this long-term view, the Machiavellian has good impulse control, typically better than that of the narcissist. They don't have those flying monkeys, crazy-making type sessions and those type of things. Yeah, I add parenthetically. Anyway, stick around. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, August 1st, 2019. So the article, The Narcissist Versus the Machiavellian, just to conclude quickly, you know, both are liars. Both are deceptive, manipulative, self-serving. The author, I don't think, is quite on point, but it's just interesting how we can sort of get sucked into, you know, with swirly little eyes, conversations and subject matter we should not. Machiavellians have a cynical view of humanity. Machiavellians differ from narcissists. Well, actually, it says Machiavellians are more likely than narcissists to break laws. That's not true. Machiavellians do it for a specific purpose, and they justify it. You know, the end justifies the means. The narcissist believes, as the author points out, I am worthy of special treatment. Therefore, these rules do not apply to me. And that's, narcissists are notorious for that. They just have no regard for the rules. They'll scream in your face about rules that you're breaking, but somehow they are completely oblivious to the same rules as they apply to themselves. But this sort of, says it all. Machiavellians differ from narcissists in the nature and purpose of their lies. Well, sort of. Anyway, you get the point. I'll shift back to the Gilroy stuff in conclusion of today's broadcast, and we'll have to come back to this tomorrow. I don't think that there's enough time to do it all, but, you know, the Manchurian Patsy has high-ranking military intel in his family history and has identified no fewer than three separate ways: tactical gear, ball cap, sunglasses, / green shirt, / gray, / army fatigues. The alleged weapon was purchased from an obscure web-based gun dealer and, allegedly a veteran. So I say FBI informant. Are there ties to Gladio caches? And by the way, it happens to be a Wasser 10, which is imported from Romania and modded by Century International Arms, i.e. Paris Attacks submachine gun, Parkland Sukumel family, students et al., i.e. Operation Gladio, BC, etc., gun walking, etc. And so a trove of evidence was conveniently discovered in real time with news reporters and cameras mere. Have you seen those photographs? Law enforcement going through the trunk of a car with, a photograph taken of the law enforcement officer digging in a trunk, but also of reporters on the other side of the trunk. So you have reporters like arm's length away and photographers arm's length away from the investigation. Look what I found. It's so juvenile and insulting. It would be comical if it weren't so sad. And so, all of this, of course, perfectly normal. So I ask, do we still believe the establishment narrative? Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was, as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.